and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to episode 221, that's 221 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Shopify, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in this podcast this week. And of course, just a friendly reminder, if you click the link in the description down below, you'll be able to get some tickets to come see us to the Halo Major happening in Arlington this weekend.
That was all one breath, huh?
that is.
Yeah, you came out.
April 18th
came out fire,
through
bro.
20th. We have my man Maniac, Scumper Jumper, Money Biscuit, and yours truly, Big Optic Hexier. That's the second breath.
You good, man? You don't got to fucking...
No, it's because I took a big chug of water and I had a lot of information to get out. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you for showing up to work, I guess.
Late.
Who? I was here on time.
I got to park in the garage now, man. That's an extra 3 minutes. So cut 3 minutes off my time every time I get here.
Did you park next to me?
No, Loki does.
Yeah.
Right, I agree. It does.
And I'm sore, so I'm fucking hobbling down the stairs. Like, fuck.
Why are you sore?
Huh?
Why are you sore?
Pickleball, man.
We went to play pickleball last night.
Oh, yeah. You were fucking a part of it, huh?
From 6:30 to like 9:30.
Disco Elite.
We don't play around, man. We go...
I only got five games in. After the third one, I was fucking
private
dead.
Private gym.
That was exactly how the first time went. Just games. 3 hours. Great workout.
Very good workout.
Is it like some of y'all are playing over here, some of y'all are playing over here, or is it just...
Couldn't wait for the day that to happen.
The last two times we've went...
2v2s, right?
Yeah,
four people. So we've gone to two public courts. We need to... Get like
we got a private.
We just need to reserve courts because we had so many people last night. We had like how many people did we have? We had probably 10 people. So it's like trying to get everybody in and make sure everybody's playing is just way harder at a public court because
that shit's annoying.
We started playing with other people.
I showed up to play pickleball one time at like a public court, outdoor court, and I saw the line. I was like, yeah, I'll just not play.
It actually goes by pretty fast. It didn't feel as though like we were. Waiting along for too long.
Yeah, I mean, the other court we went to the first time had four courts. This one had five.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there were way more people at this court than the last court. So,
or we just build our own.
But it was fun. I probably played like.
What do you mean? That's,
start
that's,
building.
That's
probably
not,
played
we
like
building
eight
no
games.
It's just
nine
asphalt,
games.
Right?
Yeah. Sore as shit.
And a little paint to draw the lines
exactly,
and shit.
Yeah.
Get a good sweat. Have fun. It's a good time, man.
Yeah. Seth, and Micah Parsons teamed up against TP and his friend. What's his name? The really, really good tennis player.
Isaac?
Isaac. Holy shit, bro. Like, if you want to see something entertaining, take a look at this play.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, Micah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, we,
You actually got something? Was it nasty?
Bro,
they
it
just
was
getting destroyed.
Yeah, so as you saw there, like, the volley started out good, and then Micah Parsons, like, had this crazy save. And then he like throws it back, and then from there this crazy rally that you just saw like happen. It was just like back and forth
between Tyler and them. And then I think right when it gets hit to me, I fuck it up. They're like balling, and then one gets hit to me, and I choke.
Because they play all the time, huh?
Yeah, Tyler plays five times a week.
Did you say one of them was like a tennis, really good at tennis?
Isaac, yeah, he used to play tennis,
bro. Like really, really good,
like
really,
pro.
Really good.
But then so we
like
switched up
D1
teams.
Shit.
Crowder was good. Cole was there.
Yeah, Crowder's good.
What happened? What? Dude, come on, man!
I think I'm getting arthritis,
man.
Like in my shoulder blade.
Dude, chat. Have
I'm
you guys ever heard this 45-year-old out of shape dude
you
say?
You have good genetics.
Clearly not. Look at my skinny ankle. I can't even grow hair from here to there.
I got cursed.
You got cursed what?
With the chest plate?
Bad knees. Fuck it.
Shit, genetics.
Incaved chest, protruding ribs, fucked up shoulder blade somehow, because somehow that's a fucking injury. I have arthritis in my neck.
Dude, are you good? How about you start doing some hot yoga?
I do appreciate
that. But somehow I'm still the strongest, fastest, and most mentally intelligent.
Yeah. I've seen you play the mini games. There's
all
no,
right, maybe not intelligent.
There, yeah, that last else. One, I'll give you...
Strongest,
fastest. Maybe. Fastest, I don't know about that.
strongest? Are you stronger than James?
Production don't count.
I agree.
Don't count.
Yeah. Matt counts.
I would say James. I don't know. He's probably got me in chest, but I would say that
it's
might
all
be
air.
It.
Like Meathead. Meathead's all air. No power behind that thing.
That dude, he blew up quick. Okay.
We had a really good time.
What'd I tell you, man?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I never doubted it. Like, I knew that I was going to have I've loved pickleball. Me and my man, Eric Sosa, one of my best friends, he and I played one gym season, and we won that shit. We beat the shit out of everyone.
But you had more fun than you expected.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because my biggest thing, it's hard for me to get out of the house just because, I mean, after a long stream, I'm like, I just want to sit on the couch and relax. Yeah. So it's hard for me to like want to get out after that.
Yeah.
Just because I'm mentally fucking fried. And once I did it, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is such a fun hobby.
So good.
To have, get to go hang out. It's fun. Get to go hang out with the boys. Get a good workout in. It's so much fun. I'm so glad that I like finally made the leap.
I wonder how I would have fared, because by the end of the third one, and they were back-to-backs, right? Like, there was no break in between, because at that point, the 90 people that ended up showing up didn't show up. Not that we knew them, but the first three, I was really gassed as we started the third one, and I was like literally panting. And I wonder how I would have fared if I hadn't stopped smoking for that week, because my lungs were a little bit clear.
But it's like, it's weird, because it's like, yes, you are getting really tired, but there's also breaks like in between points, so you get like time to catch your breath and shit. You were chalked.
Oh yeah, that I needed longer. I kept on looking at the bench, and I'm like, I didn't sit down a single fucking time there because I knew what was gonna happen if I did. I was just gonna be like, I'm out. Seth, take a fucking Uber. I'm out.
It's not like basketball.
Nah.
It's not like basketball.
I feel like basketball
just bing,
now
bing,
would be
bing.
Insane.
It's like,
huh?
If we did basketball now, it'd be insane with how tired we get.
Yeah. I would just have to sit at the. I would just
stay,
I'm gonna have to work
just stay
on my three
offense.
And just be nice at that.
Three. Well, that's
just sitting at the line, waiting
just stay
for
on
the
offense.
Just hit me
we
up
play
in the corner.
D.
Hit me in the corner, bang,
bro. That would be so tiring.
Well, I mean, that's acceptable nowadays, you know, for the big man to step behind the three and just launch that shit. Back in my day, if you were tall and you were,
yeah, you
stay
point.
Your ass inside the fucking paint.
Yeah, no, for real though, like. Like, that was pretty much kind of the rule, like, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Like, if you got the size,
they didn't
files,
give them
you got to go paint.
A chance.
Nah.
If you were tall, like, you wouldn't even, they assigned, like, you could have been the next, you could have been the next fucking LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, it's a
6'4" in fucking middle school point guard.
So
just,
fucking good.
But instead, they just stick
you
down there.
If you're up,
you
only get 1-3 a game, one shot. Like, if you got to be up, though. And you get 1-3, you miss it.
It'd be like a center scoring in
an
NFL
game. And
then
they take you out if you miss it.
If a big man threw a three up. What?
Not necessarily. There's some centers that could shoot.
Now, back in my
day. Oh, back in the day, yeah.
When basketball was good.
We're done with the 90s, man.
No, I mean, we shouldn't be, because holy fuck, I'm boring. Jokic has averaged better points per game than LeBron his entire career.
Yeah, but he's like,
also,
he's
a
freak.
We'll see how long that lasts.
What I'm saying is that I'm going for Steph Curry to win this year. I hope he wins. I'm going to watch every single game to give him my positivity so that
he's
he wins.
He's not winning.
Huh?
Not a
chip?
Fucking chance.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Dude, I hope
don't
he
they
does.
Suck? Or are they just average?
I mean, they're not. They're
like, what's their record? Like,
they're not
even?
Winning.
No, they just lost to the Clippers.
I don't watch basketball.
They do got Draymond Jimmy Green. Now, though.
Jimmy Buckets. The reason why is because how many chips does LeBron have?
I don't even know. I think 4.
How many chips does Steph Curry have?
Bro.
3 or 4. So if Steph gets another championship in LeBron's era, he has more championships than LeBron. LeBron's not the
GOAT.
He's
had better teams.
Bro,
he's had God squad.
Literally
shut your ass up.
A literal God squad.
Bring up Kobe and who he won those championships with in a very competitive era.
You see who
no,
LeBron
he
won
with? Two with like not scrubs. I'm not saying that, but he not superstars. What?
Who LeBron went with? Ray Allen, fucking
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen's who, pretty good.
The best, I know. The best, he was old.
The best shooting
team. 40-year-old Ray Allen.
Yeah,
Ray Allen
when he was on Miami.
Ray Allen.
Was D Wade? Yeah, D Wade.
They had good. That was a good team. They should have won with that team. I will say that.
I guess they had a good team.
I will say that. The Miami,
Bosh
but when he
nasty.
Was when
oh
he won
God.
With the Cavs and playing
the,
against
yeah, the
fucking
Cavs,
God,
yeah.
the fucking
the Cavs.
He had Kyrie.
No, the
yeah, but that's
the
it.
Next
it was
time,
just Kyrie,
or the
and
time
the
before
bro.
That,
just
whatever
Kyrie.
The
bro.
And then he's going
Curry
against
had Kevin
Goss.
Durant, Klay Thompson himself. Who else?
Draymond Green.
Oh my God.
Hall of Famers. Just
okay.
And they were just a good ass
Wiggins.
Team.
Who else?
Nobody
he
not once told LeBron to fucking.
It was like the Bulls.
Oh, was Wiggins not on that
just
team?
A stacked I think squad that should not.
Bro, the Bulls didn't have a stacked squad. What are you talking about?
That ain't what I heard.
That ain't what I heard.
That ain't the YouTube video. That ain't what I heard on my
Listen,
YouTube video. On my TikTok algorithm.
Until somebody outstanding comes over. Let me see. Right there. Okay. Right there. Look at the
Lamar Odom,
Gasol,
Peace, Paul
Gasol. Gasol, Bynum, Odom.
Come on. That's not a
good
tough roster.
Team.
Which one?
Those are
Paul
all
Gasol,
tough
bro,
rosters.
Paul Gasol, just, Bynum, fucking
that's a
Odom.
Yes, that's a great
and Mr.
team.
Mr. World
that
Peace.
Was before crack.
Oh, that was before the crack?
Or maybe it's Super
No, maybe it's
Super
Durant. It was Durant. It may have been Durant.
Wait, did he start doing crack?
Something.
Yeah.
They had like he that. Had Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
Fucking dominant. Probably made him play better.
Yo, shout out my man Rick
Meta
Fox,
World
man.
Peace.
Huh?
Meta World Peace, fucking this day and age's Dennis Rodman.
Mr. World Peace was afraid of no one.
But obviously, you look at any fucking team that wins, it's going to be a good...
Yeah, it's got to be.
Malice at the Palace.
It's LeBron just straight carrying, which he's probably the only person to ever do that.
We don't know ball, man.
I mean, I really don't.
I really don't know ball enough.
I just know
to
the
talk
basics.
About
we don't know
it.
Ball. What?
I will say, like, it's we're good. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out Glenn Rice. I used to go like this. Rice.
The best three-point shooter I've seen since I've been watching basketball, not religiously, just throughout my years, I would say Steph Curry.
Yeah. That's what?
3-point
shooter. I mean, he is.
Like,
I think that's
best handles I've ever seen, Kyrie. He's the only, he's the only person
Allen
I watch
Iverson.
That I'm like,
skip to my Lou.
Whoa.
Skip to my Lou? You're talking
like, you
fucking,
can't practice that. You're just
skip
boring.
To my Lou. Only played like three games in the NBA.
Who
was, but
who
was
had
a
the
legend
handles,
in Brooklyn.
AI or
those
Kyrie?
Three games
he was a
Kyrie,
legend in
bro.
Brooklyn.
Kyrie?
Skip to my Lou. Huh?
Kyrie, bro.
I'll just ask who had better handles, AI or Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie was next level.
Yeah, no,
AI
Kyrie,
was smooth, like, but it was just, I don't know. We
the
just,
thing is,
we just
I don't know.
That
I didn't play basketball growing up, so I don't know. Like, I watching him, like, you got to be born with that talent.
Yeah, man.
You're not
me
in the
trying
backyard,
to dribble.
Like,
but
he
back,
just,
back in
one
the day, AI, how we look at Kyrie is how
yeah,
we
yeah,
look
oh, yeah.
Yo, that's fucked up. Dude, I started, I don't know why, but I'm usually decent at serving. I just kept choking my serves over and over again last night. And Tyler was like, dude, don't even worry. 10-minute serve practice, you'll be good.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like, I get you 10-minute serve practice, you'll be straight.
Yeah, no, it's
like, thanks, T.
Yeah.
My boy.
Listen, I was playing against people that were 10 or 15 years younger than me. But and I'll tell you what, I go three more weeks.
Hey, I played an older, probably 50, 60-year-old Chinese dude, and he was cooking.
Okay, time out.
Dude,
they knew him.
Me and Micah played four games, and we won four in a row. And then we were like, all right, we need to step up. We need like to climb up the ladder. Then we played this one dude and the guy I just mentioned, and they beat us 11-1. And I was like, all right, we just got knocked back down to reality real quick. And then we played another game, got slammed again, and I'm like, all right, Mike, our time has run its path. We got to split teams.
Dude, I will say, it is always an amazing thing to see somebody that big move that fucking fast and be that athletic. It's like he should, like, gravity works differently for him.
Yeah, I know
what you mean. Like, bro, I was fucking mind blown at how quickly this dude moved in such a small space, man.
That's how I feel about Zion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah.
Kind of just, like, floats.
Yeah, just before we move on from basketball, I want to give a quick shout out to my man Derrick Rose, that if it wasn't for his genetics and that knee, he would have gone down as the best point guard to have ever graced the court.
Derrick Rose.
Real. Shout out Allen Iverson, though. Obviously, he's also goated, but Derrick Rose, that man.
So who is the goat? Point guard?
Probably Steph, in my opinion.
Gotta be, huh?
Steve Nash.
What about Magic Johnson?
Hey.
Six foot eight.
Dude, you can't say that because
thing is,
in that era, like, literally what he invented, the way that he moved, the no look passes, all right, pistol
that,
Pete, whatever.
6'8"
But you know what I'm saying? Like the evolution of a player is only able to be made because of the people that made those moves before them.
Hey, like Big Timer said, the ceiling is the ceiling whenever you're playing.
Yeah.
You're playing the top of the ceiling. Whatever area you're in, that's the top
you
of the ceiling.
It.
Whether
yeah.
it goes up, down, whatever, that's who you're playing. You can't Agreed. Knock anybody for that.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. That to say, the Scumper Jumper decided to pick up the fucking controller. He still be to this day one of the deadliest SMGs to have fucking
I ain't talking
played
about me at all.
I'm talking
saying,
about you right now.
I'm just saying
well,
in
I'm
general.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what you were trying to say.
What'd you say?
No,
you know
no.
what you, he was trying to
I'm
say.
I'm not making it about
He's
me at all. I'm talking about basketball.
No, I'm talking about
the
Call of Duty
at,
right
the
now and the ceiling, gosh darn it.
Oh.
We had a the only reason I'm... And the only reason I'm bringing that up right now is because I'm looking at how we just went 0-2 over the weekend, 3-1 versus Miami, 3-1 versus Las Vegas Falcones.
Yeah, it was a bad weekend, man. Very, very
dude,
tough weekend.
I was on the plane. I tune in, and then I see fucking my man Pratt just fucking hyped. Too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for AG, obviously, but it was just bad on our part, man. Like, the comms were just bad. Right whenever we went to the listening against Vegas, I was like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
There was dead air on a Skyline hardpoint. There was like a lot of dead air and
they gave up.
No, I don't think they gave up. There just wasn't any like, I mean, you're playing AG, your former teammate.
Bro,
there's got to be that
like
killer
a,
instinct.
Hell yeah, there wasn't a hype match. Back. Get on and
yeah,
feel like.
Yeah, we got to beat AG.
Like
yeah.
we got to prove why we made the change. Instead, yes. We came out with like, oh yeah, we made the wrong change.
Yeah. I mean,
but period.
It was bad.
That's true.
And obviously, like, everybody knows AG's talent. Everybody knows, like, how great he is at the game. And for us to obviously make the change again, and then this happens.
I mean, the change needed to be.
Of course. Of course. Of course. But still, nonetheless, man, like, that's got to be something that we, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that I woke up today, I saw that the standings, and we're seventh.
Yeah,
one away from not being able to go to champs for the first
time
gets
scary,
in 20 if, fucking years.
It gets scary. If we start in loser's bracket at this major, which is a very real possibility now after this weekend. See, I was really excited because we went 2-0. I was like, okay, we went 2-0 on a hard weekend. MN, Cloud9, both good teams. Cloud9's been struggling a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Thank God
then,
by that.
But then I'm like, all right, now we got Miami. But now Miami was super, looks great. They beat FaZe. They're 3-0 right now. I'm like, okay, now we got Miami and Vegas. I'm like, okay, looking at those two weekends, our first weekend was probably harder. Hard to say now, but our first weekend was probably harder. I'm like, we win one match, we're in winner's bracket. Then we come out, go 0-2. Now we're in a situation where we're either beating FaZe or we're going to go to tiebreaker map counts. And we're kind of relying on other people instead of having the ball in our court, which is always the worst feeling as a competitor, sitting there watching, hoping that they get shit on and we get blessed. You know, it's the worst feeling when it's not in your control. So,
no, who does Carolina play next?
We play FaZe. That's all I know on Sunday.
Yeah, we play FaZe Sunday. Yeah. I mean, if we beat FaZe, we're still in. But again, well, after this,
wait, is this the current standings as of today, Matt?
This is major three quals. Yeah.
Okay, so I saw the wrong thing. Thank God.
So now we're rooting on Vegas, Cloud9, Minnesota, and LAG to have a terrible final weekend, just so.
Well, the Heretics are number one. I love that.
Well, thank God FaZe lost twice, so they're a little vulnerable right now, so we better, hopefully.
I mean, FaZe is in a weird spot, too. Yeah, I mean, granted, they're not worried about their points, there's a chance they start in losers as well.
They don't give a fuck about that shit.
I don't even think, bro.
I bet you they're like, I hope we start in fucking losers.
Yeah, let's ruin someone's fucking day in this lower bracket.
No, they definitely care. They're on a three-peat. They don't want to start in losers.
But they're also a weird team. That kind of sparked
them. They're on a three-peat.
Well, I'm just saying I have faith in FaZe.
I mean, yeah, FaZe.
FaZe at an event, I'm like, I'm really not trying to play
FaZe has looked incredible all year long. It's like, but you don't want to, no matter who you are, you don't want to start in losers. That is. Nobody wants to start in losers.
Mm-hmm.
That is the worst shit. Because then you go to the event, you have one bad series, you could go home. Like, that just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But it's going to be an exciting final weekend of the CDL, man. We also have Halo going on at the same time. So I think this weekend, I'm not going to watch Friday, Saturday Halo.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sunday, you're doing your watch party from the event. With APG.
Yo, shout out APG. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm happy about
APG,
that.
APG, man. Yeah, me and APG family. Doing the Halo watch party this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Going to be at the event. Matt Craig hooking it up with, I think we're going to have four mics, four chairs.
Am I coming?
Hopefully get, you can come through, hang out.
You're at the fucking watch party.
Yeah, it was a test.
For me?
I had to test my host, see if he would have been like, yeah, man, go.
Hell
like,
no, you can't. I mean, hey, you can do whatever you want, but also, come on.
But also, no.
But also,
you can't break up the trio.
But also, no.
Talk to us about Halo a little bit.
Well, like I was saying, we're going to have two extra chairs. We're going to have Halo pros and shit sitting around.
Cloud9 has a team in Halo?
Hopefully people are willing to come over and
dude,
hang out.
Dude, that's what we always say when we go to an event, and
this,
we
this
never
old,
hit
Matt.
Anybody up. And we're just like, because we're so locked
in.
I'm going
to hit people up. I understand. But it's just going to be me and APG. So if any pros or...
Isn't it?
I'd prefer maybe if you ask.
Wait, scroll down.
They can come in, sit down, but...
Hopefully
some pros are willing to come.
Well, then, because someone comes and sits down, and then they overstay their welcome, and it's like, what do you say? Get the fuck up.
I'm afraid of that, too.
Nick. Cloud9 has a team in Halo?
Cloud9?
TSM?
Dude, I don't... TSM.
Luminosity? And Complexity? Well, Complexity,
to,
I guess I knew.
To be fair,
Triggers down. This is not an accurate graphic, I don't think.
We're going to...
What are you talking about?
Has our logo on it.
But
year
time out.
Four is crazy
time out.
For this
Hold
to be
the
it.
Phone. Hold the phone. You're telling me that Cloud9 and TSM have a Halo team competing this weekend?
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand esports anymore.
That's good. Is that good
especially
or bad?
Getting
I don't,
in.
I just, I'm surprised
was,
that I didn't.
I mean, it's, I think it's good. It's fucking
okay,
year.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I am surprised that I didn't know that TSM and Cloud9 and fucking Luminosity had Halo teams.
Well,
I've heard nothing
never
about
really
them.
Playing
I mean,
on
Triggers
like
Down,
Sunday,
too. That's
so
like
Triggers
the,
Down.
That's like the OG.
Yeah.
Triggers Down's not. I don't know why I talked to that this team. This is Lethal. Who is it? Is it Lethal, Ezo, Collect? I'm blanking on their fourth.
You're fucking choked.
But I messaged, or Collect was in my chat, and I was like, why the fuck is your team name Triggers Down? And he was like, bro, we're trying to get, I forget who else is on the team, but whoever else is on the team.
Used to be in Triggers
made,
Down?
No. Just made the fucking team name, because I guess he was like a fan. Carmia. What's his gamer tag now? But... I guess he was like a Triggers Down fan, and he just made it. He made it that for fun, for like online cups,
and then it stuck.
And now it's just stuck.
Now it's a thing.
And I'm like, bro, you gotta change that. You can't just take someone's name from back in the day.
No,
you were
cannot.
Never on the team.
That should not even
you
be
have
allowed.
No,
yeah, no,
no.
Descendant is his fucking name.
They
Jesus.
Can't just change it.
No, they have to change it. They
that's
have
like
to
us showing up to an
Does
event,
like,
or that's like someone showing up to
MLG
an event being straight ripping. You're like,
yeah,
or a fucking final boss.
And like, it's not
Carbon
Instinct.
T2's not even the coach or anything. Like,
yeah.
No.
Just,
that,
or
that,
you can't just show up.
Nah,
be Carbon.
Fucking red, hey.
Like if I looked there, saw BTH. I'm like, what the. Like,
what
you
would
can't
you
do?
Do
that.
We are kind of, are we player hating right
no,
now?
No, fuck no, we're not player hating. Absolutely
I
not.
Him, I was like, bro, hater? You guys got to get that changed. He was like, yeah, we've already talked shit to our teammate about it.
100%
about changing this
no
shit.
Hate, especially on my man Lethal, obviously.
No,
obviously.
We can hate. I'm
hating. We can hate.
But I'm throwing a fucking, I'm throwing fucking flags on the play. That is un, uh-uh. The fact that Halo themselves allowed that to go that far is...
Come on, man. Why is there no BTH
gross.
Halo team?
Huh?
Can't afford that. They don't bring
a
no
rando AM team?
No. It would not be worth. I tried that for one event.
Yeah.
They got harpoons.
We're status quo.
I can't even remember what I even bought. I think all I did was like supply jerseys or something.
Yeah.
But like I had a BTH Halo team.
The nature
and
way.
Then they... It was like Monster... It was actually a decent team. Monster Precision, I think like Cycle or I don't know, I forget. But they ended up, I think they won one series, got top 12, never on main stage, and then they just go home. And I'm like, this would be so useless. As like if I was to pay for their tickets and travel, which it's
well,
just,
they
it's
get
just,
0-3'd in pools,
yeah,
they
yeah,
lose
they,
their
they
match.
They never
going
on main
home.
Stage, just go home.
Now you're
he
pissed.
Nothing.
Is he, what do you say about when I played for Optic or something? Is that what he said?
Yo, that's wrong. That's wrong.
But that's
that was him when he played for Optic.
It's like as if he didn't play for Optic. No. I completely get it. No, The problem here though is that neither Cloud9 nor TSM, legendary fucking orcs, obviously, like I've heard nothing about their Halo team.
Well, it's
nothing.
Just because
or Luminosity.
They
for
don't
that
make
matter.
It to Sunday. Sunday's only I think four teams.
Yeah, it is. I think.
And
so the top.
No one really cares that much about Saturday or like Friday and Saturday Halo.
Friday Halo is tough. Just because you know every series, you know pretty much every single outcome. Saturday gets better, but also it's like, I mean,
Saturday there will be a few good matches.
Yeah, like unless one of the top teams get upset, it's like, okay, they're probably all going to move on where you think they're going to move on.
Right.
The semifinals matches on Saturday are good, though, usually.
Dude, I'm trying to get some circulation.
Like Optic versus FaZe or Optic,
or like
SSG.
DSM or something.
Yeah.
But then it'll like Optic will just win.
Yeah, it'll be a 3-0, so and then you're like, okay, well, that match was boring, thankfully, because it's us. But yeah, Sunday Halo is what I'm there for.
Cool. Yeah,
and Saturday semifinals.
Yeah, you just don't really see, I don't know, you just don't really see TSM or Cloud9 on like the days where obviously the viewers probably fucking double, triple. On Sundays.
It's not
probably,
like COD.
Maybe
where
even
like,
more than that.
You could steal a search and now, okay, now it's a series. It's like you get 50 to 30 in Slayer, map two. It's like, okay, we lost. You're getting 3-0.
No, I'm excited to see the boys play. Obviously, like we've came in second every single tournament for the past 12 months, 13, 14, 15, 16 months.
We won one. One of the online first ones.
Come on, but, man.
Yeah, it's not like a major or anything, but we got one.
Yeah.
It was like one of the seeding, but that don't count.
No, I'm excited to see. Yeah, I'm excited to see these guys online.
Yeah, this is how we're in. Oh, my bad, guy.
No, you go.
I was about to go off topic. I was
good. Yeah, I was done too.
But also SR at the just really quick before you go, when we played SR at the Kaesan LAN, apparently it was like their best map set.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to the guys and they were like that was like literally their best fucking map set they could have gotten. It was one best of seven. So it's like,
is that randomized or do they veto that shit?
Halo already has their maps for every single series. You can scroll down, Matt. Keep scrolling.
Here's the thing, because we got the Halo pod today.
They have all their maps literally set out. So they know winners finals, this is what we're playing.
We got the Halo pod today, so we're gonna break the pools and shit down a little bit, but like it's coming to a point where I don't think anyone wants to talk about, like, if a Formal did mention the map set being bad, but no one wants to, like, really talk about the map set being bad or talk about other teams. Like, no, the Halo team doesn't want to go into detail about, like, any other team. They don't want to talk about any other team. So it's like, even today, I'm going to try to talk about pools, but they don't want to say, like, this team is going to lose and then that team doesn't lose and then Optic plays them. And it's like, puts. They don't want to put more pressure
don't
on their...
Don't put a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they don't want to put, like, add a chip on their shoulder, like...
That's why we got to stop
put
doing
more pressure on their backs.
No
Matt,
more
you hear
lists.
This shit?
Or...
no more fucking tier list before an event.
Oh, we've been saying this for years, Matt.
Because then they come in, they're like, oh, these motherfuckers just put us in D? Okay. Let's show them something. Then they come out, and they come out with the fire.
Yeah.
You don't want to give anybody any extra motivation.
No more tier lists before tournaments.
No more free gas.
I was trying to have a discussion about, like, because obviously SSG won like 4 out of 5 events, and we got 2 of their players. And I was like, on our last Halo pod, I was trying to like have that conversation of like, is there any
animosity
or like a little beef there between like this with this if y'all play each other or something, like, and they're just like, we're not talking about it. Like the first 10 minutes I was like, well, there goes all my fucking topics.
Strictly business.
Yeah,
I like that.
No one wants to put that
air. That in the air.
No one wants to put that out in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited.
And we can cut this part, but I was gonna say they don't want to do what Shotzi did.
No, I literally had to tell him stop talking shit. You already made your point.
I swear it fucked it up for everyone else because like now no one wants to talk about
it. No, but that's always been
that
the
shit.
Case. Like it is a known fact. One of the main reasons that we don't like to talk shit about no one and we mind our own fucking business is because anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of YouTube and streaming.
There's talking shit in a match, like, yo, these guys are fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
There's that, and then there's like going further than that talking shit like publicly, because now if you start losing like we did, now the whole community is like, okay,
Yeah.
Got what you fucking.
They
you
can't
know?
Wait to use something against you. They can't.
The hate watchers. It's generational. They're like, yes.
Let
me go pull
it.
Up this tweet from fucking.
10 points for the Scumper Jumper for using the proper word further instead of farther.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Let's talk numbers. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on cost and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Me. Your mental health is worth it, and now it's within reach. So yeah, from a personal experience, I've done therapy a few times. I've had times in my life where therapy for me, I think for a few people, I think for different people, it can do different things. Therapy for me was an outlet to someone to where I would tell them things that I wouldn't even tell my mom. I would tell them things that I wouldn't even tell my brother. I would tell them things that I would share with no one and take to the grave. Because I don't want to burden my mother. I don't want to tell my mom something that could ruin her day. And it's like, oh my God, Nick's in this kind of mind state. That's what therapy was for me. It was an outlet to say what I felt like I say, but it was an outlet, which was a safe outlet that doesn't negatively impact my family, friends, and other people that don't need to hear this stuff. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, helping serve over 5 million people globally. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/optic to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/optic. This podcast is also brought to you by Shopify. If you've shopped online, chances are you've bought it from a business powered by Shopify. You know that purple Shop Pay button you see at checkout? The one that makes buying so incredibly easy? That's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes it incredibly easy to start and run your business. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Shopify gives you that leg up from day dot with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style and forget about the code. Tackle all those important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. Spread your brand's word with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And did I mention that iconic purple Shop Pay button that's used by millions of businesses around the world? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/optic. Go to shopify.com/optic. Shopify.com/optic.
Yesterday,
I'm intellectual.
Yesterday I was in this 3v3.
You're not.
I think it was either a wager or a tournament.
Stronger, faster.
And I got shit on, right? Well, we all got shit on. We got 1v3'd, but I basically had the free kill, and like I thought he was looking at me, shot him, thought he was looking at me and ducked, and my teammate was one shot, he killed my teammate. I try to run up on him with an AR, he just slides and kills me. My whole chat erupted. Nah, nah, nah. I'm like,
because you were talking shit?
No, well, I got shit on. Mm-hmm. And then I had to kick up. Crack my neck, kick up real quick. And
they were like
11. I won 1-6-5, like got a 1v2 clutch twice back to back to bring us back. not a fucking peep.
Oh,
I don't see nothing.
Stone
like,
cold.
You shut
like,
the ass.
We're not gonna talk positivity.
Yeah, like, is anyone gonna gas me out? Oh, I gotta get
somebody
shit on.
Somebody gas me for the love of God. Yeah.
That's how it works. The hate like, spreads way faster than the love.
Yeah. And I'm sick of it.
And I'm fucking here for it.
You
is know what I love
put
the
their
most?
Foot down this generation.
You know what I? And I I'm a sickle for this. When people are annoyed with me, I love it. I'm like, yeah, good. Because I don't fuck. I can't even fucking see you.
You know what I've kind of started when people.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know.
You
I
don't
just,
like the hate?
What?
Not
no,
that
dude,
I don't,
think about it.
I
you
don't like
I don't
the hate.
Like
I just,
it.
I just like to stay in my own fucking.
But the hate is only in the PC.
Yeah. It doesn't
not
actually
like,
exist.
That's what Zinni was saying. Yeah, Zinni was like, just, how many people came up and were hating at the event? I said zero.
Single,
and he's like, okay. And I was like, all right. It was,
in any event. In any event. For over a decade. In every event for over 20 years almost, there's never been somebody that's.
Nah, there's been a couple haters.
In person?
Yeah, a couple.
What? Who? What they say to you?
I mean, Brian, I don't remember specific
like
situations, but there's always people that there's always
I
a couple.
They'll yell something from afar, and then to be honest, they'll probably actually. I was gonna say they might feel bad about it afterwards because shit like that might seem funny, and then you're like, 20 seconds later, you're like, that was fucking stupid. Why did I just yell that at him,
dude? You know, what's
but
crazy?
They might. They're fucking such gremlins. I don't even know if their brain works like
dude,
that. They're probably just.
I see it. I see it as like
so bad.
I see it as like part of the thing, right? Like that has to happen. People are gonna like yeah. when you go
you could be the nicest.
Yeah,
there's always gonna be people that
I get it. I completely like again. That's why it doesn't bother me. The only time I get bothered is like very specific like instances. But when they're talking shit about me, like let them be liars, man. You know what I'm saying? Let them be liars.
But also I would rather get hated on than like no one say anything.
Hey, that's because
once no one says anything, you're like, fuck.
It's
once,
like
they stop saying stuff.
So back in the back
that might be a worse feeling.
Back in the day, is like Hex is overrated. At least I'm rated. All right, moving on. What were you gonna say? Do you forget?
Oh yeah, I was like, I fell asleep at like 9 yesterday. Woke up at 5 a.m. Was my stomach
Damn.
Was killing me. I went on
What'd
YouTube.
You eat?
I didn't eat one thing all day and just had a pasta. You know, my weak ass stomach. It just ran right through me. I can't.
You do
can't
get the bloop bloop.
He doesn't like. He's a gatekeeper.
There'll be times Mark will disappear for 30 on the watch party. He'll be in the chat like, I am in battle.
Yeah.
But the first clip, I opened up YouTube. I could barely see. The first clip is like Shotzi 1v3 Vanguard or a click on it. And I'm watching the clip when he got the 1v3 that Draza jumping down on him. And I kept playing back to see her face. You were like. I was fucking crying.
I love that shit, man.
I'm like, holy shit. Seth was actually mind blown.
I was
he said,
tweaking.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. The spring merch and 2025 Optic jersey are going to be on sale. As of when, Matt? How come there's no date, time, or click on the link in the description down below. Go get that. I had a good weekend in Mexico. I left to go be present in the beautiful wedding of Mr. Castro and Mrs. Castro. It was in Guadalajara.
Great people.
Yeah,
you sent me some pics. It looked awesome.
It was
the venue looked awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was indeed
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. Huh?
That I bet that shit was a movie.
It was very good.
How many people were there?
Like 250.
Damn.
Probably more.
Jesus.
Damn.
Yeah. Mexicans, man. That's how we get.
Is that like 250 traveling? Like,
nah, there
were
some
everywhere?
Locals. No, they had family there.
Oh, okay.
They
so that's
family.
Better.
That's where his family's from.
250 traveling. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You ate good?
Over
he
eight?
Was sending me pictures of the tacos and enchiladas and shit. Oh, man, they look so good.
There were no enchiladas, but yes,
Wait, really? I thought you sent me like some like taquito-looking things.
Yeah, it was a costra. Yeah, it was those tacos that are wrapped in like
and they're like wet
grilled
tacos?
Cheese.
Okay.
No, it was the grilled cheese that was shiny. Yeah, it was really good. I like Guadalajara a lot. I've never been there before, so I had a really good time. Enjoyed it. Have you guys ever gotten like seasick or
yes.
car ride sick
yes.
on a plane?
Yes.
Have you really? That was my first time ever.
Oh, well, the only time I get really bad motion sickness is if I drink the night before. So I made the mistake in Italy. Hmm? We went out on the boat and we had a pretty heavy drinking night the night before.
Yeah.
We went to Capri.
Yeah.
From Positano to Capri. It was like a hour long boat ride. Me and Zinni were fucked.
Yeah, but that's a boat ride. I
we
was in the
there.
Air.
Well, yeah, but planes
and there was
too.
No turbulence.
Planes too. I mean, you've seen me on planes when.
Yes, I have.
When I've been drinking.
I don't like it.
I'm sitting there.
I mean,
like
I've definitely felt sick before,
bro. I've never. Bro, we were. I was like this in my seat. I swear to Christ himself, blasphemous to those who. I'm sorry.
Take a Dramamine.
But bro, I was like, I was. We were about to land. We're like maybe 20 minutes from landing, and this fucking pilot kept doing this.
I hate when you can feel the plane slow down, yeah. And it's like ooh, like yeah. It's like you're like. Snapping
bro,
back into it's like
I literally
ooh,
identified.
I
don't
know.
I'm like,
I know what you mean. Like, I identified it feels like it's stopping midair.
Yeah,
like hard. Like,
but you like
look
your body like feels it. I hate that,
bro. But I've never, ever in my life of traveling have I ever felt car sick. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I identified immediately what was happening. I'm like, oh my god. I grabbed my bottle of water. I drank, and I'm like this. And I'm like.
You puked up, but swallowed.
No,
it back
I didn't. There was nothing in my stomach.
You remember after Matt's Bachelor on the runway?
What?
Remember?
No.
Wait, was this after Matt's Bachelor? I think it was. Were we on the same flight?
I don't think so.
I don't think we were, but yeah, after Matt's Bachelor party, the next day, I had an early flight.
Oh,
man.
You went hard as fuck.
I literally, we were taxiing, like, to go take off, and the flight attendants are all sitting down. I get up. They're like, sir, you have to sit down. I looked at the flight attendant. I was like, brother, I need to go in there. Just pale, blank face. Oh, it was bad.
Vanilla face?
And I came out. They were so nice. They gave me a carbonated drink, a full water bottle. I was like, bro, I need to go in there. Yacked. Came back out.
Bro, they need to figure out
stumbling.
Something besides alcohol.
Weed. Welcome.
Alcohol's so shit.
It was a bachelor party in my defense.
Yeah, no, you're good.
You ain't drinking, you ain't trying at that.
You don't need a defense for yourself,
yeah. Man. When we were in Miami, the last time, I forgot what, I think was Live the night, like that was the last day when
last
I went
night.
To Live. All right, yeah, so I came back to the Airbnb, threw up, was feeling sick as fuck. I don't know, I packed my shit and went to a hotel, I think, and I was like, I'm just going to stay there, like miss my flight.
Oh,
sleep.
Like you were that down
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I just knew what was going to happen. Like I had to get out early. So I did that. I went downstairs in the morning, like just fucked up. I heard, yo, Mark. I turned around. It was Wheeler. He's like, why are you here? It's a long night, Wheeler. Oh, my God. I was fucking.
Dude, I'm scared. I'm scared of Miami.
No, we're not in Miami, though. We're going into the city maybe a couple nights to get like a nice dinner, but we're not going to be in Miami alone.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I'm on the watch party Saturday and Sunday, and I'm drinking Thursday, Friday,
we don't drink like
something.
That, though. We didn't drink like that last time. We would have like a couple cocktails at night. We weren't like going that crazy last time.
Live
was crazy.
That's Sunday night, though. That's that's the after.
What about at the crib? We waking up, making
Boston.
No, it is not. It is not like that at all.
Dirt's open.
Nah, no. Boston. We were like having more drinks though.
Boston was so good.
It's pretty chill. We wake up because the watch party starts at like what 1 p.m. So we wake up, go sit by the pool, eat breakfast, and then we start the watch party. It's not like we're just degenerate
Miami,
drinking.
I call my people.
Yeah,
I
just
go
need
grab
to have some control.
So I'm waiting for Buddy to come outside. He comes out. I'm what up, bro? Nice to meet you. Then starts walking towards me like he was my bodyguard. Oh. Yeah, I was crying. Yeah, you gotta let him tell the story.
I'm actually excited for it.
Such a good time last year. Yeah. You gotta come. It's just us hanging out
probably
by the pool. We do.
Is
our,
there an
do,
extra room?
My
yeah,
plans are.
There's
chalked.
Like six bedrooms. I think there's plenty of room.
My plans are probably chalked.
This is how it goes. You ready? No one wakes up late. We're gonna wake up.
What
like
are y'all
nine.
Flying there?
Tuesday.
I know you're going Monday. Y'all are going Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday.
I'd go Tuesday.
Yeah, we.
I don't know when our flight is, but it's probably.
You don't
like
have
Tuesday
to go
afternoon.
Tuesday, but you would be missing two good dinners, two good times.
I also have a dog, so I have to figure it out.
Come Tuesday.
Wait,
come
what?
Fishing
which,
me and
which one?
Wednesday.
Chewy.
You want to take him
to Buzz? Angel boy.
I bet you.
I have a daycare. He's going to.
Oh, should we chill with Buzz for the weekend?
No, because I was going to say.
No.
No, because I was going to say, take him to the, I'm sure Jude wouldn't mind if you brought fucking Chewy over.
Chewy's an angel.
But don't,
no, he's going to come back misbehaving.
Chill, but I'm more worried about Gwen. She gets so overstimmed when there's other dogs and shit. She just, I mean, even people, she barks.
Chewy
and
Buzz would probably just wrestle for hours.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you saying about Jude? What?
I mean, you can take him to the Jude daycare, doggy daycare and shit.
Like your house?
But
150 room and board.
But you gotta remember, when you get your dog back, he's gonna be the most disgusting, misbehaving fucking dog.
Oh yeah,
ever.
Buzz, when he goes over there, comes back a different dog.
There ain't no discipline there. They get to do what the fuck
it's
they
like
want.
It's like a dog
just at your house.
They live. Yeah. They can. It's dog.
They get fed.
They're pissing on the floor.
In the pool.
Whoa, yes, that happens,
he
but not often.
Though.
Like, they can do whatever, jump in the pool if they want.
They can do what the fuck they want. Jew's going to feed them the best food ever.
Jewy.
He's safe.
Would any of your dogs not like that?
No, my dog is...
Buzz gets along with everyone?
I have a pack.
Buzz,
they're going to smell
them,
and immediately they're going to be like, oh, shit, new brother.
Buzz gets along with everyone but one dog in our neighborhood.
I don't know, they're not to fuck with him.
I can't
No, I'm excited for Miami. I'm going fishing with legendary Scott Martin. I've known him for over a decade. It's the first time we're fishing in like maybe 2 years. So I'm excited to fish Okeechobee. I haven't fished Okeechobee in maybe 2 years.
Fish with me and Hector on Wednesday morning.
Tomorrow morning?
No,
Wednesday
morning
in Florida.
In Florida.
Oh, I thought you were saying tomorrow. That's why I was confused.
Go catch a nice 8-pound
bass. Were at, like, it was in the watch party chat, and you asked everyone but me. And I thought you were talking about tomorrow morning. Because you said Wednesday morning. So I said he was down. I was like, I might be down. Then you were like, yo, what about you, Riley? Bose?
I'm
going to
put Mark and Zen on the spot.
That's why
they're
I thumbs it up. Like, thanks for the invite. Because I thought you were talking about tomorrow.
Yeah. That's why I didn't care if you I'm like, I didn't respond to that. I'm like, oh, it's one of those.
Well,
like,
then
thanks
you
for
texted
the invite.
Me and you were like, you coming to Miami? And I was like, I don't know. Let me. But I thought you were.
Man, Mark and Zen are so lame. Zen's like, I don't want to wake up that early, bro. When are you gonna have the chance?
I just don't want to get sunburned and shit before the watch party.
Why?
There's sunscreen.
Will we have production for like an IRL stream?
No.
I don't want to do anything unless it's making that money.
Just wear sunscreen. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't burn. I'm literally
dude,
king
you,
burn.
Listen, you you ain't going. Yeah. You ain't going to like it. I'm gonna tell you why, because you can't be out there in this.
Well, obviously, I'm on a boat,
dude.
Buy
you're,
a big
I'm telling
ass
you,
fucking
it's,
button down.
I've never caught
those hats that wrap like that.
I've never caught a peacock bass, and I am about to next Wednesday, and I am so hype.
See, I'm hyped that you're hype, because if you're getting hype, I know it's some cool shit.
Bring up a peacock bass.
Can we cook it?
No, that's what he said too. That's what he said too.
I don't know how to do that.
He's like, I'm only going fishing if we're gonna eat what we catch. And I'm like, we're not going deep sea fishing. We're gonna eat some canal shit. Look at that.
Some shit out of a fucking river.
Split it right.
I mean, look at
that. Yo, wait, that's what we're. Oh my god.
It's the same as a bass. You grab them the same way. It's the same thing.
Oh, I'm so hyped,
bro. I've never look how beautiful this fish is.
What they're 100% where we're going.
Oh, that's the only.
That's
we're literally
freaks.
Going.
We're
targeting that.
Fuck yeah!
Fish
what do you throw
weird.
For that?
Like, same that you would throw
if
for
it
anything
was raining
else,
like that. You say you
want
to go
bud.
Fishing? I'm there. That shit's fire to me. It's
I'm
raining.
So
we're fishing.
You just gotta know how to
cool
fucking swim
yes.
it.
That's up my alley.
They're not gonna be that big though, right?
Hopefully. What
I
do you mean?
I don't know if I could take one.
Yes, you fucking can. And we're gonna measure it. And you're gonna fucking.
How big are those? Like 20?
That's gotta be like
25.
No, that's like a. Maybe like a
oh my god,
nine
that'd
or
be
10.
Peaceful,
nah, okay.
Bro. Nine go or ten, that thing is as big as the dude holding.
Yeah, but they're light.
Only 10 pounds. That shit looks like it's like 30
can go up to 30 pounds. Yeah, that one. Those are up there. Those are like 60
those
or 17.
Some big boys, man.
Ugly ass.
Wait,
girl.
Let's talk. Let's switch gears here. I haven't seen these Black Ops 7 leaks. I'm kind of what is this? No game. I'm
2035.
Black Ops 7.
Well, how old am I going to be in 2035?
I mean,
Treyarch is making the next game, though.
Damn, I'm going to be 40.
55. What?
Treyarch is making
55.
This game.
Honestly,
is that good?
Bro, I'm going to be honest.
Treyarch is usually the best publisher, in my opinion.
I love
yeah.
it. I'm down
best
for
studio.
It.
But what's the difference?
If there's hackers, bro, I don't give a fuck.
This is you're going to be 37.
Dude, no, it's set in...
Follow up to the Black Ops 2 story.
It's set
I mean,
in 2035.
What if this is the savior?
It's not being real. I thought they were saying
we say it every year. What if this is finally like, the savior?
We've been saying
say
the same shit
year.
Since 2006.
Sitting,
the game right now is the best, man. Don't you?
Omni movement also coming back.
Good.
In addition to wall running, though.
Yes, dude, I love that shit, man.
Slide, jump.
Wall running, bro, that shit was so good.
Wall running, no jetpacks, though. I wonder how the fuck...
Imagine, like, you're on a Hacienda. You come out wine on control, and the guy's one shot, you wall running, checks
running
the corner.
Top. What do they got glue on the bottom of their shoe? How the fuck are they wall running?
Hey, who cares? It's a video.
That could be.
The
more you ask
something.
Questions like that, the more they give you World War II remakes.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Realism. I don't give a fuck. I want a cool ass.
Yes.
I want a fun, cool game.
I don't mind the Omni movement though. I like the Omni movement.
I think it's a great addition. I think this is Black Ops 6 has some of the best gunplay we've seen in the CDL era. And I feel like a part of that's because of the Omni movement. You can get behind a corner, hit him with a slide out. You can backslide. I like the Omni movement a lot.
I have so much trouble backsliding, but again, I don't fucking play. But
like when you're playing Warzone, you knock one, get behind the wall. He doesn't expect to reach out. You slide out sideways.
Yeah. For Warzone, I bet you catch so many people like that. They're not like just
bots?
Randoms. Yeah.
Oh no.
They ain't ready for
yesterday,
that.
Our lobbies were hell.
Try hard back.
Oh
to that.
My god, I don't think I dropped 20 kills all day. And I usually like a bot lobby, I'll drop 20 every time. I don't think I dropped 20 one time. They were insane.
See, when Warzone gets like that, I can't. I like to have fun, like do whatever I want. We win, we lose.
I like
we lose.
Trolling a little bit, like
oh, we
getting
that's
in
all
cars,
we do.
Chops,
that's all we do
sniping,
is troll.
Maybe what pisses me off is Pamaj playing Warzone. I'm like,
wait,
what? Snipe. And just picking at people cross map.
That's
no,
what Mason
no headshots.
Do a lot.
No
I love doing that. That's the only reason
no
why
clips,
I want to play.
No headshots, just straight broke his shields. Shout out Pamaj though. Is he back to the midnight to 8 a.m. shit?
Nah. He was up at 5:30 yesterday.
I saw Brandon live this morning for 8 hours.
Oh,
I woke
saw him
up
6 hours.
Eight, I woke up at 8 and he was on for 7.5 hours
yeah.
already.
I'm like,
I
you
could
got,
never.
You got practice today.
But no, he does have practice.
But I don't give a... Listen, as long as they're playing Call of Duty, I don't care when the fight... As long as that's not happening during match day, that's fine. Practice. He's also fucking Brandon Gush Darn Dashy. I will tell you, though, I did wake up, and I'm like, 6 hours, 14 minutes, and I'm like... I almost said, I'm like, yo, get the fuck to sleep. But I'm like, he's playing Call of Duty.
At that point, sleep.
You might as well stay up till the scrims.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Well.
Shit. It's all right, because he can go down to Coppell, Texas.
Iz was actually talking to me last night. She was like, I'm so glad you switched your schedule. Because I used to, like, probably 8 months ago, I used to be playing until, like, 8, 9 p.m., and that was, like, my schedule.
Yeah.
Now I get on, stream for 8 hours, and it's, like, 3, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Because I get on at, like, 8:39. So it's...
I put you on that wave.
Yeah, I love the morning schedule so much more. Because then you have, like, the rest of the day to be able
dude,
to...
Dude, I've been saying that since fucking 60-50.
Yeah.
That early morning shit's
it's
fucking
so much
chronic.
Better. But like when you're competing, it's different because you want to sleep in, like, and eights happen at night. So like everything, if you want to play extra, is happening at night. So I finally got on that like uncle, old man schedule. And I don't think I'll ever like change it.
Nah,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
At this point.
I fucking wouldn't under no circumstances. The Rory McIlroy wins the Masters. I was going from a man, Bryson DeChambeau, but I'm. Congratulations to this guy. I think he collected all four infinity stones, right?
Yep.
What does that mean?
He's won the Masters, he's won the Cup, he's won the Open, and he's won anyone? I don't fucking know.
Winning all four majors, I don't know what the fuck they are, but I've
PGA?
Never watched golf before. Like ever.
Me either until this year. This
was my first ever time watching golf.
Yeah.
And it was
intense.
I probably wouldn't sit there and watch it if we weren't on the watch party, but it was something nice to like have
on the side
and be like, oh my gosh.
And in the end came to, what was it called? Shootout?
A playoff?
Playoff?
Yeah, or... something like that.
So he got the Grand Slam.
Was he looked at as
this is like champs and he hadn't won champs yet. So this was like the one thing that he hadn't won.
Are there like seeds before coming? Like what was he looked at? Was he...
He basically won an event, ESWC.
Yeah.
He won.
Was he the favorite or
online cups?
I don't even
UMG,
know. UMG,
but
the
he hadn't won COD champs.
He was up there.
Then he finally won champs.
He won. Yeah, he won UMG, ESWC,
MLG.
Nah, they're bigger than
MLG.
That. Well, the other majors. Sweet.
We're saying like all his stones, and then he finally won the champs.
No, I've never watched. I'm with you. I've never really like sat down and watched it. And then this time around, I was like keeping up with it, obviously because I was traveling. And obviously I'm like, I wanted Bryson to fucking take that shit, but nah, he did his thing.
Imagine this putt right here. To win it
misses
all.
It.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he probably.
What a feeling that must be.
The amount of weight lifted off his shoulders in that specific moment was probably nuts.
4.2 milli as the ball went in.
He wasn't thinking about that at all.
I would have been.
No, he didn't. He don't even fuck about that
floor. Money anyway. I know. Isn't he a part of like only five people who have done all that?
Nah, it's like six people.
There's six.
Yeah.
That's pure. That's just the elation.
Golf, like,
so dope.
Yeah, he's like, holy fuck.
I should be a caddy.
See, that'd be me right there. No, or you got to give advice and shit?
He's sponsored by Nike.
Dropping jewels.
Huh? Well, obviously, right? He's sponsored by Nike.
I was like, what? The thing, I'd be like him. I'd be like, I think I'm going to cry. And I'd be like, and then I'm like, wait, I'm not fucking crying. I don't feel like crying. I'm fucking happy and shit. Oh, man. What a.
Have you ever seen the Tiger Woods
Nike?
Is that Roger's leg?
Yeah. Look at those fucking calf muscles. Of course it's Roger.
It's talked about as the greatest. Just type in like the greatest Tiger Woods shot of all time.
Yeah, it's the
like
Nike
some,
one.
Some chipper.
Yeah.
And yeah, people
it fucking
were,
rolled in.
Yeah, right there.
People were saying, they were like, because we were watching this and they were like, you missed out on so much through like the Tiger era.
The
they were
red,
like, this is nothing compared to the Tiger.
Yeah, even
it's
a
this one. It's like
ball.
It's
to the
so
shot.
Dope,
it's, have you ever seen this?
Yeah,
this is like a fucking commercial in itself.
Yeah, it's like as the ball rolls in,
the Nike logo,
and then
insane.
It pauses on the Nike logo, and then it rolls in.
Look at this insane shot
uphill too.
Also, I almost feel like I could make this.
Yeah, you can. If one man can do, another
like,
can
like
do.
With like a year of practice.
No, it with a year of shooting that shot.
Well, there's got to be some luck involved as well. Right?
Of course,
there's got to be a lot of luck involved.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what's crazy?
But
you say that because he hits a butterfly.
Bro, this
look at this.
I don't know.
Flying
this
through
is
right. Look at this. Hank lands it all the way
that's
over
science.
There.
You're not making that, brother.
Yeah, for a year, if he sits there every single day
way.
Doing this, watch this. Watch this. Look at the ball. Nike. Pause. Nike.
Oh.
I think that's looked at as the greatest shot in the history of golf.
That was fucking fire. I'm not going to lie.
I think the greatest shot in the world. I mean, yes, this wasn't on the professional level, but my man Matt Scharf hitting that hole in one of that par 4.
Tell me, I want to see
that.
That
shit was nasty.
I never saw that.
Which one?
This is my first time seeing golf shit.
Oh, the good hole in one.
Do
dude.
You think you could have fun playing
this
18
guy,
holes?
This guy right here, fucking Matt Scharf, legend, by the way.
Yeah.
No, go back. Yeah, right.
I saw this.
Okay, I don't know if we can put all this in here, but turn the volume up on this shit. No, go back, man. No. What's up? Right there.
Welcome,
bro.
All right, leave it there. Watch this. And then listen to what Garrett says. Listen to Garrett. Listen to the guy on the left.
Hit the pin?
Him. Listen to
him. Buy a lottery ticket.
Listen to
him. Holy crap.
Leave a like.
Hey, if we make a hole in one, I just have a weird feeling, boys. Holy. Dude, what quit? I quit life. Listen, no. Look at this.
Come
look
on,
at this.
Baby. Come
look
on,
at this.
Baby.
Turn it up.
Bro. Dude.
Bro, I love my group.
That is the greatest three.
No!
Here it goes.
Wow.
Watch this.
God, that sounds
like therapy.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
No way. That's it!
So far.
Wait.
He's got wheels. Yo, that's a run, too.
It's a par 4, bro.
Yeah, that's a run.
Dude, and he's made like fucking three hole in ones. Two par 4 hole in ones, I think.
Oh my god, man!
My man, Bubby, right there, Palatine, Illinois, represent.
What the?
All right. We're good. Micah right there. Shout out him too. Anyway, we are looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, we have the watch party we play face on Sunday, but we have the Halo tournament this weekend. Be sure to show up, check us out, and we're gonna be live all weekend, man. Having fun.
Big match Sunday, man. Big match for both COD and Halo. It's gonna be a big Sunday.
Big Sunday.
What are we at? Or who's we play? FaZe.
And it could be
just,
we
just
need
FaZe this weekend.
Just FaZe. It could be like a we need to win or we're in losers bracket.
Bro,
so
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know anymore. Like, I'm not counting this out.
Yeah, good.
We'll see how the chips fall. Hopefully in our favor, I'm hoping. Don't want to see the boys and losers again going into another tournament.
Me either, man. Me either.
I want to see them winner's bracket, play Thursday.
Win.
What I don't want to see.
Win Thursday.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it. Obviously, a lot of very, very serious matches happening this weekend. We need all the posse vibes energy going in our direction. So tune in to everyone's stream this upcoming weekend. Green Wall's going to show up hard for the squad, and hopefully the squad can show up big for the Green Wall. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same bad channel. Next podcast will be straight from Yammy.
Oh, we're doing one there?
Oh, yeah. See you guys next time. Peace out.